These days, I'm watching the forecast closely, and I'm not checking for snow or sun or even the particulate count in Wheezy Cache Valley. I'm on Bloom Watch. I'm watching the National Park Service webcam on the National Mall in Washington to see if the cherry blossoms are on their way. There are five official stages of the bloom. First, there is green color in buds, which is when the branches go from being wintry sticks to being something alive again, with the slightest tinge of hope. Next, there are visible florets, followed by the extension of florets. Step four is peduncle elongation, which, if that doesn't get you ready for spring, then nothing will. Puffy white is the final step, which means we're still 5 days away from peak bloom, when an orgiastic 70% of the trees around the tidal basin in Washington are open to their fullest. We're still in the green color in bud stage, according to the National Park Service, which sounds dreamy to me, because in Utah we're still in the gray color on branches stage. Everyone gets spring fever, but it's hitting me a little early, and I'll tell you why this year I'm obsessing over the blossoming of trees more than 2,000 miles from my backyard. On March 11th last year, there was an earthquake and a tsunami and the start of a nuclear disaster in Japan. You probably remember the news. I only remember the date because it was my birthday, and I was in an airport on my way back to my home in D.C. from visiting someone very close to me who had nearly died in childbirth. I didn't think that people nearly died in childbirth these days, and I certainly didn't think that someone I loved dearly could nearly die in childbirth. I had a lot of mixed emotions that day at the airport. It was my birthday, and I was alone, stranded halfway between two places that I could call home. I was just a few short weeks out from losing someone dear to me, and then I was with her and she was alive, and there was this new life to celebrate, and there just aren't words to describe how I felt. And then there was this news of disaster in Japan, and then there was flying into Reagan National Airport and the approach along the Potomac and the visible florets on the cherry trees that I could tell were on the verge of floret extension. I felt like my heart was blooming, swelling in my chest with the weight of all of these emotions. The Japanese celebrate the cherry blossom, first of all, because it's one of the prettiest things on the planet, but secondly, it represents transience and the ephemeral nature of life. Glorious life springs from nothing, then peaks in beauty, then dies. Kamikaze pilots painted cherry blossoms on their planes. It's a double-edged sword, this cherry blossom time of year. In China, the cherry blossom is a symbol of strength, which seems strange since it conjures up words like delicate and fragile and fleeting. But the blossoms do go out in a blaze of glory. They do not wither nor grow frail. This is what appealed to samurai soldiers, who also adopted the symbol. Hanami is the custom in Japan of viewing and enjoying the blossoms. Hanami is part spring break, enjoying being out of school, enjoying the first warm evenings of spring. Hanami can mean a picnic under the clouds of cherry blossoms. There can be wine in the middle of the day, and the party can last all night. But Hanami can also mean a quiet place under a pink sky. It can mean a focused meditation on the fleeting nature of life. I'm not really a life is fleeting kind of girl. Walking among the cherry blossoms around the tidal basin in Washington made me feel young and invincible. It made me feel like taking a deep, fragrant breath of pink and white air and being thankful for being alive. The blossoming of cherry trees lasts about 2 weeks in any given location. And despite the predictions of the National Park Blossom Watch and the cherry blossom front from the Japanese Weather Service, it's going to be a little bit of a surprise. So keep your eyes peeled for the greening of buds that comes before the storm. I'm not going to tell you how to celebrate, but I think we should all be prepared for an impromptu picnic and a spontaneous haiku about the beauty of the here and now.
He's growing flowers to understand I am rejoiced.
I'm Jennifer Pemberton, and this is Utah Public Radio.